we now have a class of people to fight for, and these are the transgender children, and let's go ahead and push the agenda to make sure that we recruit them when they're in kindergarten. We make sure school systems accept these children, embrace them, change the entire world around the child so that it looks good and pretty and accepting. And we see the local laws that are being passed in various jurisdictions to sort of make the transgender child feel like that's the normal. And as Dr. Paul McHugh, who is our sort of mentor from Johns Hopkins, said, you know, we are basically taking a disease state and making it a new norm and a class of people. He said, doing this to children is kind of like taking an anorexic teenager and saying, well, you believe you're very, very fat. You aren't. In fact, you're starving yourself to death. But because you believe that, we're going to create a class of people for you that protects you. And we're going to offer diets and liposuction to you as a treatment for your delusional vision of yourself. Mm. And that's exactly the situation with the transgender child. These children are not emotionally well. It is a disorder. And to treat it with like anything, you know, like a normal variant, is really child abuse. And that was the point of our statement, is that we really feel that we have somehow jumped the fence very quickly into accepting transgenderism as a norm that must be protected as a protected class. And indeed, what we've taken is diseased children, and we're treating them. We're actually suggesting in the medical community that the guidelines say you should actually interrupt their puberty so that they don't have to go through puberty. When the truth is that when they do go through puberty, the vast majority of these children revert to their natal gender because of puberty. So they want to block the natural process of healing and adjustment, if you will, and create a new class of people that we'll have to deal with some 30 years out as an experiment. And, you know, this kind of thing was done back at Johns Hopkins back in the 70s with Dr. John Money, and I was a fellow in that program at that time. And we were aghast at what was happening with the adult transgender patients and what was recommended. And we just sat back and said, is this real? And eventually Hopkins came to its senses and shut the program down under the auspices of Dr. Paul McHugh, who came into the chairmanship at that time. Mm-hmm. So we saved, you know, the program was shut down in sort of a situation with a big black mark on the surface of Hopkins' reputation that they got into this. It was well meant at the beginning, but it got out of hand. Mm-hmm. And here we are now with 40 plus centers across the country in the academic teaching programs that tout transgender medicine treatments and interventions. And it's just like mushrooms springing up overnight.